Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Ksubis, Daf Ayin, the end of the sixth parak, Metzias Isha, and the beginning of the seventh parak, Hamadir as Ishto. The Zichud Mesechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was stated in the Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph. Ha'pa'otos Mechon Mechoch, Mechon Mechoch B'metaltlin. Young children, which Rashi defines as children 8 or 9, their purchases are valid purchases and their sales are valid sales with regard to metaltlin, movable property. Rashi explains that regarding land, their transactions are not valid until they have 2 sa'aros or reach the age of 20. Rafam said that they only taught this ruling, She'ein Sham Apotropos, where there's no apotropos to manage the estate, but when there is, their purchases are not valid purchases, and their sales are not valid sales. From where do I know this? From that which our Mishnah taught, Ein Masa Katana Klum, the act of a minor, is nothing. Point to the opening Mishnah, the seventh parak states, Hamadir as Ishto Malahanos Lo, Ad Shloshim Yom Yami Parnas. If one makes a neder prohibiting his wife to derive benefit from him for up to 30 days, which Rashi explains is referring to receiving any support from him, he must appoint an agent to support her. Yasmikan Yosivi Ten Ksuba. If the neder was for longer than 30 days, he must divorce and give her the Ksuba. The one I said, since he's chayv to support her, how can he make a neder on her? Kol Kamina Demafka Lushibuda, is it within his power to uproot her lien on him? After the first answer is rejected, the Gemara explains that the case is when her husband said to her, take your earnings in lieu of your food. Here, the husband no longer has a chiyuv to support her. When the Gemara asks, why then is a shulich needed to support her if she has earnings? Rafashi answers, the Mishnah is referring to a case where she has enough earnings for her big items, such as food she needs, but not enough for the small items. The neder takes effect, but the shulich needs to provide her with the small items. The Gemara brings additional approaches to answer this question. And pointing with you, the Mishnah had stated, Ad shloshim yom yamid parnas. If the neder was up to 30 days, he should appoint a steward to support her. The Gemara asks, Parnas love shuhusei kavid? Is not the steward functioning as a husband shulich? If so, how is this permissible? Rafuna said, the Mishnah's case is, Ba'omer kol hazan eno mabsid, where the husband says, whoever supports my wife will not lose by it. Therefore, the steward is considered as if he's acting on his own. The Gemara challenges this, given that in a case in Gittin, if a person was thrown into a pit, and he said, kol shomea kol yichtov get l'ishto, anyone who hears his voice should write a get for his wife, those who hear his voice should write and give her the get. This implies that they are considered his shaliach, or else the get would not be valid. The Gemara answers that the two cases are not comparable. Hasan ka'amar yichtov, hacha mi ka'amar yazun. Over there, the husband commanded whoever heard him that they should write the get. Whereas here, did he tell the steward that he should support her? Kol zan ka'amar. He just said that whoever supports her will not lose by it. This is not enough to consider the steward the husband's shaliach. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. It was stated in the Mishnah and given daf nun tes amin aleph. Ha'pa'otas michon mechoch u'mimchor mechor b'metaltlin. Young children, which Rashi defines as children 8 or 9, their purchases are valid purchases and their sales are valid sales with regard to movable property. Rashi explains that regarding land, their transactions are not valid until they have 2 sa'aros or reach the age of 20. Rafam said that they only taught this ruling, She'ein Sham Apotropos, where there's no apotropos to manage the estate, but when there is, their purchases are not valid purchases, and their sales are not valid sales. From where do I know this? From that which our Mishnah taught, Ein Masa Katana Klum, the act of a minor, is nothing. Point to the opening Mishnah, the seventh parak states, Hamadir as Ishto Malahanos Lo, Ad Shloshim Yom Yami Parnas. If one makes a neder prohibiting his wife to derive benefit from him for up to 30 days, which Rashi explains is referring to receiving any support from him, he must appoint an agent to support Porter. Yasmikan Yosivi Ten Ksuba. If the neder was for longer than 30 days, he must divorce and give her the Ksuba. The one I said, since he's chayv to support her, how can he make a neder on her? Kol Kamina Demafka Lushibuda, is it within his power to uproot her lien on him? After the first answer is rejected, the Gemara explains that the case is when her husband said to her, take your earnings in lieu of your food. Here, the husband no longer has a chiyuv to support her. When the Gemara asks, why then is a shulich needed to support her if she has earnings? Rafashi answers, the Mishnah is referring to a case where she has enough earnings for her big items, such as food she needs, but not enough for the small items. The neder takes effect, but the shulich needs to provide her with the small items. The Gemara brings additional approaches to answer this question. And pointing with you, the Mishnah had stated, Ad shloshim yom yamid parnas. If the neder was up to 30 days, he should appoint a steward to support her. The Gemara asks, Parnas love shuhusei kavit? Is not the steward functioning as a husband shaliach? If so, how is this permissible? Rafuna said, the Mishnah's case is, Ba'omer kol hazan eno mabsid, where the husband says, whoever supports my wife will not lose by it. Therefore, the steward is considered as if he's acting on his own. The Gemara challenges this, given that in a case in Gittin, if a person was thrown into a pit, and he said, kol shomea kol yichtov get l'ishto, anyone who hears his voice should write a get for his wife, those who hear his voice should write and give her the get. This implies that they are considered his shaliach, or else the get would not be valid. The Gemara answers that the two cases are not comparable. Hasan ka'amar yichtov, hacha mi ka'amar yazun. Over there, the husband commanded whoever heard him that they should write the get. Whereas here, did he tell the steward that he should support her? Kol zan ka'amar. He just said that whoever supports her will not lose by it. This is not enough to consider the steward the husband's shaliach. All right, so now we go to our siman daf ayin, and our standard siman is a one-eyed marshan. So here goes. The young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed marshan marshmallows on their own overheard a man prohibit his wife to benefit from him for 30 days who didn't have enough earnings to buy the marshmallows herself and declare that whoever supports his wife will not lose by it. Once again, it's slow motion. The young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed marshan marshmallows, one-eyed marshan? That must mean we're on duff iron. So, the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed marshan marshmallows on their own, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Hapa'otas, young children, which Rashi defines as children 8 or 9, their purchases are valid purchases and their sales are valid sales with regard to metaltling, movable property. Rashi explains that regarding land, their transactions are not valid until they have two sorrows or reach the age of 20. Rafram said they only taught this ruling, she'ain shama apotropos, where there is no apotropos to manage the estate, but when there is, the purchases are not valid purchases and their sales are not valid sales. So the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own overheard a man prohibit his wife to benefit from him for 30 days who didn't have enough earnings to buy the marshmallows herself. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the 7th parak states, Hamadar esish melhanos lo ad shloshim yom yamid parnas. If one makes a neder prohibiting his wife to derive benefit from him for up to 30 days, which Rashi explains is referring to receiving any support from him, he must appoint an agent to support her. The Gemara explains that the cases when the husband said to her, take your earnings in lieu of your food. Here the husband no longer has a chiyuv to support her. When the Gemara asks, why then is a shaliach needed to support her if she has earnings? Rav Ashi answers, the Mishnah is referring to a case where she has enough earnings for her big items, such as the food she needs, but not enough for the small items. The netter takes effect, but the shaliach needs to provide her with the small items. So the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own overheard a man prohibit his wife to derive benefit from him for 30 days who didn't have enough earnings to buy the marshmallows herself and declare that whoever supports his wife will not lose by it. Which reminds us, the Mishnah said, Ad Shloshim Yom Yamid Parnas. If the netter was up to 30 days, he should appoint a steward to support it. The Gemara asks, isn't the steward functioning as the husband's shaliach? If so, how is this permissible? Rav Huna said, the Mishnah's case is, Ba'omer Kol Hazan Eino Mapsid. Where the husband says, whoever supports my wife will not lose by it, so that the steward is not acting based on a command from the husband, unlike a case that was brought from Gittin. So once again, the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own overheard a man prohibit his wife to benefit from him for 30 days who didn't have enough earnings to buy the marshmallows herself and declare that whoever supports his wife will not lose by it. All right, now it's time for four blah bah chazara. Daf Samach Vav. So the similar Daf Samach Vav is a tailor in sewing. So here goes. The tailor, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the two parts boches and pagam he received from his wife's injury, which reminds us, Rav Yudim and Misera said regarding the boches and pagam payments for a wife who is injured by another, Bizman Shabbat, when the injury is concealed, two parts of the payment are hers and one part of the payment goes to her husband. When the injury is exposed, two parts are his and one is hers. Rashi explains that a defect in the wife's appearance causes him embarrassment and also makes her repulsive in his eyes. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, if one humiliated a pauper from a wealthy family where the entire family suffers disgrace, would one have to pay restitution for boches to the entire family too? Rav Ashi answered there regarding the pauper from the wealthy family, he's not part of their bodies, but here the wife is legally considered his goof, his body. So the tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the two parts boches and pagam he received from his wife's injury told the customer to stop complaining that he had to commit to repay 6 denarim for the 4 his wife brought in. Which reminds us, when a couple brings in cash with their dowry, the chosan has to commit to repaying an increase of a half. Rashi explains that the reason for the increase is that cash is readily used for doing business and earning a profit. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah repeated this concept when she brings in a large amount or a small amount of cash. So the tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the two parts boches and pagam he received from his wife's injury told the customer to stop complaining that he had to commit to repay 6 denarim for the 4 his wife brought in and pointed to the daughter of a former wealthy client outside collecting barley kernels among the donkeys belonging to an Arab, which reminds us of the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's encounter with the daughter of Nachmanim ben Gurion collecting barley kernels after her father had lost all his wealth, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's weeping and saying, Ashrechem Yisrael, fortunate Yisrael, b'zman she'osim ratzon shel makom ein kol uma v'lashon sheletes b'hem. When they do Hashem's ratzon, no nation or tongue can rule over them. But when they do not do Hashem's Ratzon, he gives them over to the hands of a lowly nation, and not into the hands of the lowly nation itself, but in the hands of the animals of a lowly nation. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The orphanage barbecue, that must mean more Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, if an orphan boy and orphan girl come before the Gabbai Tzadki to be supported, we first provide for the orphan girl, because it's the way for a man to go around begging from door to door, but not the way for a woman. And if an orphan boy and orphan girl come individually for Tzadka to get married, we first marry off the girl, for the bush of a woman is greater than the bush of a man. We also learn about what we provide for a Yasum to help him get married. So the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, featured horse rides with a poor with people dressed as slaves running before them, which reminds us, we learn from the Pasuk Asher Yechzer Lo, whatever is lacking to him, that even if an ani from a wealthy family is lacking a horse to ride upon and an evan to run before him, you must provide for him. They said about Hillel HaZaken that one time he couldn't find an evan to run before the ani, so he himself ran before him for 3 mealing. So the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, featured horse rides for the poor with people dressed as slaves running before them, and an inspirational show about a generous couple who chose to jump into an oven instead of embarrassing someone in public. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the Maisa of Mar Ukva and his wife who ran away from an ani they were secretly supporting and how they jumped into a hot furnace to conceal their identities in order to save him from embarrassment. Daf Samaches, so the Simmer Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. When the wealthy schach dealer schach, that must be more daf samaches. When the wealthy schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, Bob nachsi tov will remind, come on and show gratitude to the swindlers who'd pretend to be anim to collect staka. For if not for them, we'd be sinning daily. Rashi explains that we would be sinning for ignoring the needs of the poor. But now that there are swindlers, we have an excuse for distrusting them. So when the wealthy schach dealer who dressed up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, his family debated what he would have wanted to give his daughter as a dowry, which reminds us, we've machlokes how we determine what to give an orphan girl from her father's estate as a dowry. Does she get what her first sister got, or do we consider changes in the father's financial status, or do we try to assess what the father would have liked to give? So when the wealthy schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, his family debated what he would wanted to give his daughter as a dowry, when all of a sudden someone revealed that at the time of his death, he said that his daughter should not be provided a dowry from his estate. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi, Parnase Eina K'Tanai K'Suba, an orphan's right to a dowry is not the same as her right from the Tanai K'Suba, such as her right to sustenance. The Gemara says that this is in line with what was taught in a Braisa, that if a father said at the time of his death that his daughter should not be sustained by his estate, we do not listen to him. But if he says his daughter should not be provided with a dowry from his estate, we listen to him because the right to a dowry is not the same as the right from the Tanai K'Suba. Daf Samach Tes. So the Simmer Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep. Chimney sweep? That must be more on Daf Samach Tes. Soot. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her 1/10 of land with the chimney, which reminds us, Ravashi holds bas Baal's Chov Havya. A daughter is only a Baal's Chov with regard to collecting her 1/10. Ravashi explains that this means that she can be forced to take the cash or a specific plot of land. The Gemara asks if the daughter is considered a Baal's Chov of her father or of her brothers. The Nafka Mina is whether she can collect Beinoni's land without a Shvuah or Zibor's land with a Shvuah. Rashi explains that if she's a Baal's Chov of her father, then she would be required to swear to the heirs that she's not already collected the debt and would only receive Zibor's. The Gemara brings a proof that she is a Baal's Chov of her brothers and therefore she collects Beinoni's without a Shvuah. So the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her 1/10 with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field because she trusted her husband, which reminds us it's a machlokas when one deposits money with the trustee for his daughter in order to buy her a field for her nixei melugar as a dowry, and she says, I trust my husband, which Rashi explains means that she wants him to give him the money directly to her husband and he'll buy a field for her when she wants to. Do we say that the trustee must follow the father's instructions since mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, it's a mitzvah to listen to the instructions of the deceased, or do we listen to her since she could sell the field immediately anyway? So the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her 1/10 of land with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field because she trusted her husband. until a rabbi balancing on a tall chimney shouted not to, since mitzvah kayim divrei mace, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the great sage Ilfa, a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, went and balanced himself on the mass of a cell and said, if there's anyone who comes and tells me a braisa taught in the Academy of Rechi and Rabbi Oshia, and I'm unable to derive it from a Mishnah, I will fall from this mass and drown in the sea. A certain man quoted a braisa, and Ilfa responded, who's the ton of this braisa? It's Rabbi Meir, who says in our Mishnah, mitzvah kayim, divrei mace. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the deceased. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you know that a dowry is not like the Tanai Ksuba? For if the father says not to provide a dowry for his daughter, we listen to him. That's on Dove. Samaches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that Ilfa was able to identify the Tana of a Braisa as Rabbi Meir, who holds mitzvah l'kayim divrei mace? That's on Dove. Samach Tes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that minors can purchase and sell metaltoline unless they have an apotropos? That's on Dove. Ayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that we marry off orphan girls before we marry off orphan boys? That's on Dove. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a machlokas is how to assess the dowry for an orphan girl from her father's estate? That's on Daf. Samaches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have when the Ravashi says the case where a husband prohibits his wife to benefit from him is where she has earnings for her mazonas but not for the small extras? That's on Daf. Ayin. Good. Number 7. Which of the one the mice of Mar Ukva and his wife jumping into a furnace to conceal their identity and save the Ani from embarrassment? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which of the one a daughter is considered the Baal's Chov of her brothers and can collect from Beinoni's land without a Shavua? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we have a Malchokas if a trustee should listen to a daughter say, give my cash to my husband for I trust him? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you know that the parnas supporting the wife for the 30 days is not acting on the husband's behalf because the husband said all who supports her won't lose out? That's on Dove. Ayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.